there was a movement among Ukraine's new administration to investigate corruption. Mm-hmm. The company, that same year, in 2014, suddenly appointed Joe Biden, then the vice president's son, Hunter. And that obviously raised questions of a perceived conflict of interest and why they might have wanted someone in the Obama administration on their side.
But why did Hunter Biden take the job? I mean, as many said at the time, he was a corporate lawyer. He had no experience in Ukraine. What's the reason he took it?
I can't speak to the reason that he might have taken it, but it's clear that he actually had no other value or brought no other value to the company, except for the fact that he was related to someone in a senior position of the administration.
Well, and his critics and Trump supporters say it was also because of the enormous amount of money he was being paid to sit on that board. I've seen some reports of $50,000 a month, and that was a way of taking money out of the country. That's how President Trump and his supporters have positioned it.
That's true. The president and his supporters have focused on the large sums of money that Hunter Biden was paid. I think that they're one of these things where it's clearly unethical. It's not illegal. It was declared and open. But it's also quite ironic, of course, that the president would be objecting to this when he had hired as his campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who was documented receiving up to $12.5 million in off-the-books payments through shell companies that were set up in Belize and Kyrgyzstan. So there seems to be a strange focus on the elements of our system that are open to perceived corruption from the president and his supporters in one case, but not in another one.
Well, and that's, by the way, one of the reasons Paul Manafort is in jail.